Chief Craig Murphy of the Fire Department Special Operations Unit says from the time the first call came in, he knew things were terrible.
And when I was hearing, when I picked up the phone, was controlled chaos. But what I realized is that we had a humongous scene down here, a disastrous scene, and we needed the right resources on scene.
Among the first on scene was Lieutenant Joseph Farrell of Ladder Company 15. He says police who weren't wearing protective clothing just dove in to help extricate the injured passengers.
The actual scale is, it's a little hard to understand if you look at the TV pictures. The scale was almost overwhelming. There was zero lighting, and the concern about active railways as well as live energized lines was one of our primary concerns.
Police officer Daniel Cosme says they joined with firefighters doing a triage on the scene to expedite the aid where necessary.
We looked at who needed the attention the most, and we just gathered everybody together and got them out of there.
Within hours, dog teams were searching the wreckage for trapped passengers. Police Captain Mark Bergman says first responders trained for the worst, and that night, the training paid off.
It was just impressive. The way the police, the fire, EMS were all working together, you know, carrying injured out to the triage area where we had rescue trucks and we had wagons lined up all along Sedgley Street. And it was controlled chaos, but guess what? It went just the way that we trained.
City officials are doing an after-action review to see if there were any problems that need to be addressed. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.